looking at the assignment as it relates to General Tishabal, as well as the as relates to the available to really discuss. The Machlokas HaTanoim was first found in the Mishnah in the Sefer Tainus, we alluded to it briefly yesterday. Erev Tisha B'av Layocha Odom Shnei Tashilin Layocha Basa Layishta Yayin. That's the Erev Tisha B'av. It's exactly 1 week from today. So it'll be called the Sunim Apsek. It's in the afternoon. You may not eat meat or drink wine. Rav Yehuda Mechaya B'Kfiya Sanita B'lahod Lo Chachamim. Machlokas Rav Yehuda Chachamim, you have to have Kfiya Sanita during the Sunim Apsek. So Rav Velvel, in his piece on this, in Hilchos Tanio, has the following shaila. Zorachir, the Mach Kfiyas Anita Kaima Gankin Al Erev Tisha B'Av the Kameh. In the Mishnah, remember, the Mishnah doesn't talk about Tisha B'Av, it's an irony. The Mishnah was leading up, you know, Shavuot Shechabot Tisha B'Av, an Erev Tisha B'Av. Then it gets to the climax. It doesn't talk about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av in a bright, the Gemara tells you what it's been. It doesn't tell you anywhere in the Mishnah. That's all that Erev Tisha B'Av. Vikas Lubtasim was in Erev Tisha B'Av. If Noah got Tfiyas Amita in love, I will be Tisha B'Av Atman of Hukka Chabot Mishnah Seinu. Not mentioning the Mishnah. Oh, the name of the Hach, the Rabbi Yudah Mechayev Tfiyas Amita, who milza ba'an pe nafse, with koi al Tisha B'Av Atmo. Him Noah got Tfiyas Amita, but Tisha B'Av in love. That's the Shalom. The quote to Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says, my time at the Rabbanan say, Lahod Lachachamim, also can be Shemesa Mutal Lathanov, Eina Lokof et Mitosav, Lo Yashma Gami Mita Kfuya. So the Yerushalmi understands that the reason the Chachamim don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda is not because they deny the whole concept of Kfiya Tamita. Ah, come on. Never heard of this thing to begin with. No, to the contrary. Rather, they make him like an onay. It makes the mutal the fun of. They don't know it goes, they are available. Okay? So Rabban and Argan Rabbi Yehuda, according to this Mahalach, so they say, as the Gemara has it, because here's the Babli has it, before we get to the Yerushalmi. The Babli has it, the last one of Lavanam and Aleph, the Minig Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Erev Tishra, Mevil, Pap Kareva, Melach, Yoshev, Beitan of the Kiraim, Ochel Vashosa, Ochel Kipa Shamayim, the Dovek, and Yishameso, Mutal Lepana. It's already in the Babli. Now, Meso, Mutal Lepana is part of the Kriya Tamita. We know this. Name as I call for the Tamita, Mishay starts in Magolo, the one who becomes Zion. But according to this understanding, if you're Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, not as they're poo-pooing the whole idea of playing with the beds and how you sit and how you sleep. No, on the contrary. They're saying, it's worse than Avelus. It's Aninus. And an Aninus departed from Kriya Samita, as you often hold in the Avelus, and you have to sleep on the floor. Lufizera, Belbel says, Ika Sukkas Abiyudah V'chachanam Hu, he, Abiyudah Tfilah, the Sura Rapsakas in Avelus, but, the Kriya Samita, Chacham says, Dinan Aninus, but, Misha Mesa the Olafanam. And he quotes the Gra. Ika, you saw it in the Gra, it's in the top Kuf, from the Bay that I asked you to see. And if you want to see the Gemara in a better fashion, you can see in the Birchas Eliyahu, which you have here in this Medrash. Okay, it explains the Gemara at length. Send it yourself. Fine. And he explains over here, Akein Enos Ocho Basav Lo Shosu Yayin. That's the halacha of Sunam HaSekes. The Tisha B'Av Atmos in Avelus Ba, based upon the Yerushalmi. Somebody asked me a Gevaldik Akashin. Wait a minute. The machlokas atanoim, whether they sunim apsekas is going to treat as aninus or treat as avelus, and according to the Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we're saying it's considered to be avelus. So wait a minute. So why is it also the bus of the eye? And also what's the bus of the eye? The basic question. So you can say unrelated. Chuban abayis, kovanis, besochim. But you could say, based upon the Rabban, I'm still searching for. We read it in Shir. What's fun? Ayin Aleph. I looked, I couldn't find it. Thank you. Ayin Aleph, the Ramban, explains that really the Aninus is an Avelus Chamura. Not that it's no Avelus at all, but it's an Avelus Chamura. And the question becomes, so then, we have the concept of Asering most of the Yayin during the period of Aninus, so then why is it mostly during the period of Avelus? So we can say it's well, it's an Avelus which is less Chamura. That's going to be the sole problem. So if indeed, if the avail is less common, so the wise must have yayin also during the Sudan Afsek. So the Rambam, when he describes here, it's on page Ayin Aleph. This is really, is this the tshuva of Rabbi Yitzchak HaZaken? Am I correct? I believe it's the tshuva of the Riyah HaZaken. That's a lengthy tshuva it's called here in the Rambam. Towards the bottom of page Ayin Aleph. Upshita the Ava Mutter of us of the Yayin. The Ikatan Chumi Avela the Yayin that is the Sim Tzul Shechel over the Yayin the Mori Nofesh. Which means that the reason, there's another quote I'm also looking for, this is not beside this one, but this means that the reason why Ava is Mutter of us of the Yayin is not stopped, really should have been also. The Avela should have been also, really we'll get to it later, another mocker for it. It really should have been also. And the only reason why the matter is based on this Pasuk. The pasuk in Mishlei of Nicham Avelim. Oh, so that's the case. So thank you for this quote, David. There's another place. I think in the Rambam he talks about the Facheach and Sar or something like that. I haven't found that one yet. So maybe someone remembers when we saw that. Another kind of expression. So when it comes to the Mav Sekhet, it's a Din of Avelim, Kriya Tanita, without the accompanying desire to make a Nicham Avel at that point. Not a Nicham Avel, the Korban Abay is not Nicham Avel. So that's why it would be awesome about the Yayin with the status of Avel. That's what I wanted to suggest. Okay, let's turn the page. Let's have the Zirak. The next page. So, here Avel goes off on something which is really not our main topic for right now. Although we're getting into the figure of Rechitza, that's the next thing we're going to talk about, Hilchos Avelus, but Ravello uses it to demonstrate his point. If the machlokas ha-tanoim, is a person allowed to wash himself during the Sudah Vasek? If the machlokas ha-tanoim, machlokas ha-tanoim. He quotes before, I'm not going to go back to it, a kasha that the Ramban has against the Rif. So here at the top of this page 22, which I think most of you have, Zimrath Ulufiza, see a lot of copies all over the place. So if you're missing one, they're here. So the first one is Ulufiza, Nira Lovad Asarif. The Sfira de Ba'emes, Gam Hach Tukta de Rabbi Yudha. Got my name. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, is that the right name? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi in Tanakama. Im Asa Lirchot V'Lotsu V'Erev Tishrov, Gam Kei Mitzvah Talia Ma'ach Milsa. Im Sunam Asekot in Avelis Bo, Im Kei Asa Lirchot V'Lotsu G'Nei Avelis. Im Dina Kamami Shemesh Mutu Lafonav, Im Kei Mutu Lirchot V'Lotsu K'Nei Den Mesa Mutu Lafonav, Kwanta de Ramba, Im Mutu Bechitza V'Sicha. The Tanakama, the Hafa, the Kolshu, Ma'ach Was Tishrov, Asa Lirchot V'Lotsu, Hainu Rabbi Yudha also the Kriyas of Hanita. It's a funny expression. The also the Kriyas of Hanita means sort of the Chayat Kriyas of Hanita. Which is the Noah God, Dini Avelis, Balkane, also Gambit, the Vilichos for Lato. Shema Rabbi Yossi, Meshima, Avim, Hainu Chacham, and Rabbi Yudha, the Lo Hodo, the Kriyas of Hanita. Should also be Misha Mesa, the Lo Fana, the Noah God, Dini Avelis, the Mela, Mutta Gam, Lichos for Lato. No, I got that. It's a tishra of the asma. We understand why the rift paskin, like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi against Tanakama. Why we pass a chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda? So we paskin is the status of aninus, and therefore there's no issue of rechitza v'sicha. And he quotes the rift. The rift says of a lashon, lahod lechachamim, aso kamisha meisa mutlafonav. Then no, I got that. It's the chavis v'sicha mitzvah. That's the Rishalmi. What do you mean your reason for? The rift will give you a reason. You say it then. There's a paisik over here. It's not going to be time of the crow, time of the mitzvah. So say it then. What are you calling Rishami for? No, that's Kamina, he said. Oh, no. It explains to you that all the laws of Avelis do not apply during the Sudan Masek, I guess. And that explains why it's mutter to do Rechita and Sicha as well. That's what the Rift is at the end. And the Noah Gavelis and the Noah Chabasiyas Amita. Alright, we're talking here about Kriyas HaMitzvah. What is the way in Avelis? I'm to teach you. All those of Avelis don't apply. That's why Rechitim Sichis, but, the Valdegas Stigl Tell is based upon one fact. And it's this fact that Rabban disagrees with. It's why Rabban has a cash against the Rif. The Rebbe will explain to everyone when she taught them. The fact is that an Onan is Pater from the Surya Avelis. We spoke about this at the very beginning. That's a Machlokas, the Rambam against the Ramban. Is an Onan, is all the restrictions of Rechitza, Sichis, do they apply to an Onan or not? Rambam says no, and Ramban says yes. So this Stigl Tell to explain the Rif is according to the Rambam. But the Ramban, when that's against the Rif, holds like the Ramban. No surprise. Ramban holds like the Ramban. That the Surim of Avelis applies during any of this, the whole Stigl Torah falls apart. There's no connection. Well, there's no connection whatsoever. You can't get this whole Stigl Torah. You must say, it's the middle of the next paragraph, Tzukas Rabbi Yehoshua B'Yosef Tanakama, Rechit the Vesicha, Milsa B'Yam Pei Nafshem, L'Shaykh Eklal of Tzukas Rabbi Yehoshua B'Yosef Tanakama, Separate and independent of Machloikis, we should go back to the Kav Halach Ketanakama. That's the Ramban. Fine. Next column. The Bible says that this whole Mahalach of the Ramban, the Mesa Mutal Lefonov, the Nochi of Kriya Tanit, we have to see sleep on the floor. You see, it's Tzvei Dinim. It's an Isser. It's an Omo, it's not allowed to sit on the bed. And then it stops to the next paragraph, the next column rather begins. The Shane is a Chiyav of Kriya Tanit, which does not apply during the period of Aninus. And he quotes the Rambam also seems to go a little bit along those lines. Oh. So now, according to the Rishalmi, the Chachamim argue with Kriya Tanit, why? It's considered Mesa Mutal Lefanav. What should emerge according to the Chachamim? It should be also to sit on a Mita. No Chiyav of Kriya Tanit. Okay? And the Rishalmi says so. Also, Kamisha Mesa Mutal Lefanav. Ena lo kofet mitaso, lo yosna gana mita kfuya. That's the Yerushalmi. That's exactly what the Ramban says. We saw in Shulchan Aruch Shin Aleph that an onen is not permitted to sit on a seat. He has to sit on the floor. Okay? On the floor. And he calls in brackets of verbal. The shak levitai in the Gemara, the flamen of the day. It says, Vodah Abiyudah L'chachomin B'she'en Ha'yochol. Vodah L'chachomin Abiyudah B'yochol. My benayu, Shabit. Shabit. Tarachim, Hechad of Kashamitis, what's bringing it some outside thing of Shamitis? No. Vodim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, the Yochel, what do I mean? What do I mean Yochel? Not that it's Kriya Tanita, no way. No. It's treated as an Inus. Well, what does it mean? Sit on the floor. Oh, so once they sit on the floor, it says every Onen, they're only fighting about Shamitis. So they fire their Achiv to overturn the bed, which plays itself out in what they call Shamitis. Oh. So far, Gavald, on one problem. It's only according to the first version of the Machlokas, all the Stigl Torah from the beginning to the end. They don't call it the first version of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Right? So far, so good. But the last version, which is, I think, Rav, am I correct? On the Flamen of Abayz. Flamen of Abayz. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Hilchos Ketana Kamedi Dan, V'lo Hodu Lo Chachamim Kol Ikar. What does that mean? They deny the thing completely. The Chachamim say there's no Kfiya Tamita whatsoever. So what happens then? What's the Lama? The Gam B'Yochel Lo Hodu Lo. Why? You're allowed to sleep. Now you're actually sitting in a bed. How do you know? Because you see how you see it from the Gemara. They say to the Rabbi Yehuda, Ubrusum Enikus Matei Alehem. What is Matei Alehem? According to you, it's worse. They came to the Mitzvah Kfuyim to the floor. So obviously, the Maskonas and Gemara, which Rabbi has it, is that they hold you can sleep in a, you can sit in a regular bed. I quote the Ramban, Mesa Mutal Lefonah with Osu B'Shiva Gavi Amita. You must say that Rabbi argues on the reason of our soul commission with Lefonah. He denies the whole thing. Rav argues the whole principle. And the Rishon which said Mesa Mutal Lefonav is going on the Braisa. The first Braisa, the B'yocha Mozul Chachamim L'Rabbi Yehuda, against Rav's version, according to what we call Tana Didan. Okay? So Kapanah Rav Elbel says, Yeshidus Ravman, the Mesa Mutal Lefonav, Noeg Din Kfiya Tanita, the Indian Isa Yeshiva. So the Rishon which says, L'Hod Lo Chachamim Mishav Gatok Mesa Mutal Lefonav, what does that mean? The Loki Hilkasa, Tia Maskana de Rava, Hilkasa Katana Didan, lahodu kol ikar butagam be yeshiva. It comes out. He wants to talk about the Rif. The Rif says, "Tegnesa mutal lefana." Kaval. If the Rif said so, what should it be? We should say it's also to sit on the floor, on the bed, sit on the ground. Dr. Valvo, the punchline, no. The Rif holds that soul can be shemesa mutal lefana and denies the whole din that a mesa mutal lefana to sit on the floor. Denies it. We already pointed out when we discussed this a week ago that the Rambam left out the din. We said it's based upon a Gemara and Bracha, seems to go against it. The Rambam also comes to a similar conclusion but for a different reason. He says the reason why the Rambam and the Rif omit the din is they go to Shita Sar. What's the Shita Sar? That no dinim of Avelus apply during Aninus. So the din, Rabotai, of Easter Rechitza Vesicha does not apply according to the Rif and the Rambam before the Kvura. Nor does the halacha, does the issur of sitting on a chair also does not apply before the kvura. Okay? Yes, this is what the Rav was saying, that we deny that then of the Ramban. And the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, if you sit on the floor when you're in a need, it's the same machlokas that you had to wash and use ointment, sikha, during the period of anir. Oh, so you conclude the last line. So shapaduk amadat tarif, we said earlier. That's the reason of Rabbi Yossi, who's not the lichot for lasuch, because it's like an own name, right? There's no rechitza, there's no sicha, no kfiyat samita, nothing. Doesn't apply before the period of, during what's called meitzah mutal lefana, doesn't apply. And Rabbi Yishma Rabbi Yossi, who's not evidence for that kachonin, and he passes away. Gavaldik. What's wrong with this picture? Beautiful, so beautiful. What's wrong, Ed, with the picture? You're related. So what's wrong? There's only one problem with it. Yeah. Only one slight problem with this whole Mahakam of Elbus Gevaldus. Mustang Midvash. We have to just, add a few points. What we added before about the Easter bus of the Yain? Did Yaakov answer the question before? There's another question which one might ask. Okay, if no one asks, I'll ask. Yes?
Do we understand why
everything should make a look? So keep going. That's the question. So keep going. Yes, Yuda? No? Misha made the mutal upon him, it's put them in a mitzvah. The summons in Aninus is put them in a mitzvah. Can you take off his tzitzis? The basic question, same question in fact is, we thought, and we learned the sugya, that Nesa Mutal Afanus is also the loss of Yaliyot Mitzvah. It's also the loss of Yayin, because it's busy taking care of Tzorach HaMeis. And that's why all the Tzorim HaVeis don't apply. I mean, that's a simple understanding. The Rebbe Vega said that way, and others. But clearly, if you're going to assume that way, what do you do over here? I mean, Nebuch destroyed. Nebuch today's mission is I'm a mass and the cynical already feeling the pain. But we're not running to bury anybody. So what's the, in other words, some of the brisk lovers are so, it's so gewaldic, but then to take a step back and say, why in the world should we treat this period of time of Sunnah Sakas as Misha Mesa Mutla Fanov to ask them about the Yayin? I mean, isn't Mutla Yayin also so the answer is you can't say that. You can't be Hashem Yimash. I have to say it because of the, we'll call a very powerful form of Avelus, right? It's more powerful. We saw it based upon the Ramban. That the Avelus of Aninus, in a sense, is more powerful than the Avelus of Avelus. Luke, I ask you a question. If the Avelus of Avelus, forgive me if these are funny terms, if the Avelus of Aninus is more common than the Avelus of Avelus, so we should at least fulfill the laws of Avelus of Avelus. So what do we explain to Shad Rambam? Yeah, we had our verse, Litame Ulitabel, the two-stage process. We had Rabbi Kivega's verse, that you're busy with Tzorchei Hameis, right? The court of the first throne. Either way, So why over here shouldn't the laws of Avela apply? That's my question. That's a basic question. The only answer I could think of, you have an answer? Nice question. What's the answer? So I thought of the following mahalach. I mean, maybe there is no answer. It's like kachazah. But if there is an answer, maybe you could say as follows. That when someone is in the availus of anivus is more chamor, but you're not required to perform the actual availus of availus, not merely a din that you put them in a mitzvah, that we will treat availus the same as a tefillin, you put them in a kivegas mashma. It's not only the Rambam would have it, it's two stages, it's perhaps a little bit more than that. That is, we want as a person who's in such a serious stage of availus, that the availus should be kind of a visceral availus. You know, just sits on the floor. He's just sitting on the floor. He's numb. He's sitting on the floor, can't do anything. As opposed to the, how should I say it, the technicality, right? The minutiae of performing each and every law of Avelis with the Kumbha saying the Shev Al Tasa, that requires a head. You've got to have a head for that. You've got to think this, oh. The chitza, the mesicha, I don't know, can I put my finger in cold water, can I put my finger in hot water, I gotta learn Hilchos Avelus, I gotta know what it's all about, I gotta know, can I do this, and I can, this whole summer's worth of learning of it. He's not, we don't want him to think of it, he's so fanumen, he's so overwhelmed with grief in the stage of Aninus, we call it, he's saying, oh, most of you are out of bounds, sit on the floor, and we're not gonna bother you, and burden you, and trouble you, with learning God's Hilchos Avelus will be 11 Yisurim here and Mitzvahs and that. Forget about it. Here too. The person is supposed to be so overwhelmed in Suda Masechet with just thinking about the enormity of the loss of Klal Yisrael with the Churban HaBayis, the Shreves Beis HaMikdash, just focus on that. We're not going to impose at that very moment on you all the specific halachas of Avelus. Kavs, Tisha B'Av itself, so we know it's a Sfarim. Tishrei is already the beginning of the Nechama, Mashiach is born, and we'll get to, I mean, whatever you want to get out, wax into agadic, but we say that, oh, Tishrei began already, it's the beginning of the Tchilas, Ha-Gula, so Mamela, you go into a regular stage of Avelus, with all the restrictions of Avelus, and you have to be very sad, the same with the novel, the Shiva is very sad, but it's that soon enough second, they put you on a stage on the floor, you're just so torrid with the law, with the Churban. You're sitting on the floor, you're not burying anybody, but you're so completely overwhelmed with grief that they're not burdening you with the particulars of Avelus, similar to what we say with respect to Aninus prop. That's the best I could do to take the Brit Gevurot over here to explain it in human terms. Yes, Ali.
And a lot of Aninus really much simpler than Avelus, so we
that's the answer. That's in terms of a Asiyas HaMitzvot. I don't believe a person has to rip off his tittus during the Suda Masech. I never said that. But what I'm saying is that the particulars of Mitzvot Avelus, there will all be so many halachas involved, which a person does not do every day. They just say, wait till nightfall, and then you worry about it. That's what I'm explaining. Yes, sir.
I don't understand why we have to create a Manita. Because there is a Mitzvot.
That's a good question. I can't answer that question 100%, but I can begin to give an answer. If I want to have this one time of such terrible grief, and the terrible grief, we'll see the halakas, is something which a person experiences in loneliness. The person will be by himself in the Suda Masechet and on the floor, and as opposed to, you know, it says Saras Rabim Chatzin Nechama. When Klal Yisrael, everybody sits together in shul, even though we have this class to show, but she won't come till weeks from tonight, Nebuch. We were caught to sit on the floor, you know, we have over 100 people sit on the floor, it's terrible. We have over 100 people together. There is some kind of comfort, you know, you have the number of people together. And the catharsis, the worst, is that a person just all by himself and all scattered and everyone's in a lonely, dark place, eating an egg. You could have viewed it as a cat. I'm just giving an explanation from perhaps why the Chazal ordained it in this fashion. Enough. Let's go on. Let's go by. I have a slight issue over here with the Ritter of Belville. He says, in his Lashon, that according to the Ramban, is an Isa Yeshiva Gabe Tapsa. We put use that as a phrase. We read yesterday in the other piece, these kinds of Lashon. And we try to demonstrate yesterday by Rikas based upon the Ramban that there's no Isa at all. There is no such Isa. We had an offer in Ramban to the country. There is no Isa. There's nothing wrong with an Ovel sitting on the on a bench. That's how we understood it. Now what about Tisha B'Av? So here we're going to begin an analysis of the relationship between the laws of Tisha B'Av and the laws of Avelis. So what a perfect day to choose, if it's a Shodesh Av, we're learning about Avelis. What is the connection between these two halachos? So we have a Gemara Mefurish in that Blamen HaManalf Masechta Tainis, where the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, it's beginning of the wide lines, called Mitzvah Noah goes for Avel, Noah goes for Tisha B'Av. What are they, for example? There's Giris, but what certainly exists is Ticha, Nilas HaSandal, Tasha Shamita, and Tama Torah. Those four are certainly there. What about a Yeshiva Agave Tafso? Should say, also the Yeshiva Agave Tafso. Now what's the halacha? Rabbi Sa, you know from your experience, is there an issue to sit on a bench and Tisha B'Av? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes, yeah? You sit all day on a bench in Tisha B'Av? Well, you sit on the floor all day in Tisha B'Av? Wow, what did you say? What? You get up on a bench? When do you get up on a bench? Chatzos. Tell me, on Chatzos Tisha B'Av, do you go to the shower? You put on your leather shoes? Do you study Baba Kama? Yes or no? No. The no is the correct answer, because it says in the Mishnah and the Bright there, Tana Rabbanan, call Mitzvah and August, Bahav and August, but Tisha, it doesn't say half Tisha B'Av. So therefore, you can't go into the shower, and you can't put on leather shoes, and you can't study Baba Kama. Can't do it. So I ask you a question. How do you sit on a bench? So I'll give you the answer. Yes? We'll get to that more later. That's a different story. Yes? Oh, this exactly proves my point. Had there been an absolute issue to sit in a chair, I'm trying to slug up, if I may, just a very strong, sharp expression, the chutzpah on my part. I'm trying to slug up the opinion we saw yesterday, which really goes back to the Marshal. I said there's an issue for an oval to sit on a bench. Finished. Also, absolutely up. So number one, it's not listed in the Isur. It's just somebody implicit in Kriyat HaMitzvah, which is a mitzvah. We saw Chafah was a mitzvah. It's not an issue. That's the Tosafot points out over here. I think it's the Rosh. Excuse me. The Rosh points out over here in Masechta Tainis. Am I correct? The Rosh points out, we talk about that everything which applies to an Ovel applies to Tisha B'Av. That's not quite the case. And it shouldn't understand it too broadly. Am I correct to rush that though? This is the mitzvah of, only the Yisur applies, but the mitzvahs do not apply. Am I correct in such a rush? Where is it? What can I... That's for the Farish, I know it's here. Here we go. Here. Oh, here it is. Lamed Zayin. Kfiyas Amita. We say no. I Mitzvah Shiva Ovil. Says no. I the Mitzvah Lo Tasei and August Ovil Tanya. All the no's. Abba Mitzvah Tasei Shiva Ovil Kon Kfiyas Amita Ativa Sarosh Vanap Lo Komar. They're a boy side. If there's an Yisra that's sitting on a bench, that's an Yisra. It's a Lo Tasei. So that should be the Lo Tasei should apply in Tisha B'Av. The fact that we get up on a regular chair after Chatzos indicates that what? There's no such iser. We can derive Hilchos Avelos from Hilchos Tisha B'Av. I think so. I think it's a good riot. So I'm not happy with the Rebbe's Lashon as an iser to sit on the bench. I don't know what kind of iser is no iser, I don't think. More than that, I have another thing which quibble with Rav Velvel. Rav Velvel says that according to the Shita Sarambam and the Rif, The reason why they omitted the halacha that an onain is required to sit on the floor, because the mefarish and mesechus machus to that effect, right? Mefarish and mesechus machus. The answer is because they lashi tassam that an onain is pater mikol dinei avel. So you're pater from what? You're pater from the Easter rechitza and sicha and all these terms don't apply to you. You're a sandal. And therefore, you're also punted from the dinner sitting on the floor. And here's Daiti. Yeah, I'm sure Avel was Lashita so. He's working with an assumption, it would seem, that it's an Easter to sit on the floor for a whole week. Oh. If that's the case, then in fact, we understand what he's saying, because this is clear. But what we just tried to prove from the Gemara in Titus, and the Chori thought, yes, in the Perish and the Ramban, that the notion should either exist. Therefore, what emerges, the halakha that you're supposed to sit on the floor is unique to an onain. It's only found with respect to an onain, the Mesechus Mom. It's not found with respect to an avil anywhere. Maybe during Nicham Avelin, but Yeshvi Tularos, not the rest of the time. As we explained yesterday. Now, on both sides, you could say that an onain is pasta from Avelus. You can't say that an onain is pasta from Anidus. So if the entire halacha of Yosef Agave Karaka is limited to Aninus, you can't always put this in Onan, because Rambam is Shitoso. Wow. You can't be put this in the name of Aninus? So I'd rather suggest, as I did before, that the reason why the Rambam says you're potter is not because he's the Shitaso here. Not doing the Shitaso. Rather a completely different reason. That the Gemara, we said earlier, in the Chav Gilman Bay, is mashma against the Mesechta Smokas. Why? Because the Gemara seems to say that Eino Mesa V'Ochel, right? You can't sit there comfortably and eat your supper normally. It doesn't say there's a drastic measure. You have to sit on the floor. Okay, now to the Groh. Ravelva tells us the Groh is the marker for all of his Torah. It's worthwhile just looking a little bit what the Groh has to say. And we'll try to analyze it carefully. And I'm telling you, if you want to look after it all, but don't grab the regular Shulchan Aruch. Take this Birchas Eliyahu, much bigger print, easier to read. This edition is on page Reish Nun Hei. Tov Kuf Nun Tesef Gimel the Machaber, right? Leil Tishba V'Yomo Yoshim Beit HaKnesses V'Aret HaTfilat HaMincha. Oh, as you correctly point out, you have the mincha, so you can you sit on a regular bench. Says the Gra, what's the source? Mesechet Sofrim Sham. Yeah? Mesechet Sofrim, Terek Yuches, Halacha Zayin. Nope. Says the Mesechet Sofrim, so says the Mesechet Sofrim. Who would argue the Mesechet Sofrim? What does it say in the second sofrim? It says, Yoshim the Koran Kino Tzenei Be'echa. And then it says, V'yeshe Yoradim Mitzavtaleim Lamata. Sit on the floor. But Medina's not true. How do you know it's not true? Because as the Vilna Goyen, it says it's Tainus Chavav in the Mishnah. Have you the Makayah B'Kriya Samita? Lord lo chachamim, and an avlam and amid beis needs even kol ikar. The rabbanim say even by yochol, there's no need to do kriyat hamita. It's only a chumrah, and there it's only a chumrah. So once mincha comes, we sit in a regular chair. Minhagim no longer play after mincha. We'll see other examples later. But the Yerushalmi is mashman not that way. Oh, he also knows Yerushalmi. The only Ravelva knows Yerushalmi. The Vilna Gaon also knows Yerushalmi. Yoz Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says it's a Medina. Why? Mesa Mutalafanov. And we know Mesa Mutalafanov according to the Mesechus Machos and the Yerushalmi. It has to be on the floor. The Mesechus Machos is in Perikin Aleph. The Ramban quotes it. And it was shot in the Gemara. We thought it's Bakert. Right, Kod Chav Gimel. Eino Mesiv. So we understood Eino Meisav Ocho means Haker. You don't sit in your comfortable recliner during supper. But you don't say if you're on the floor. And Tana Deilin Eino Meisav the other way around. You sit on the floor. And it's quoted in Yeridei of Efevish, Shinei Malach Hei, Zoch Segura. Only one problem. It's against our Gemara. Why? Our Gemara, Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Yehuda. And what do they say? Ubers and Menikas Matei Aleh. The Kwanta of Velva started saying, and then the Gemara started saying, you have to sit on the floor, right? Velva said of a favorite. But the Kwanta of Rabbi Yehuda sit on an overturned bed. And the Kwanta of Rabbanan on the floor. So what do you ask Akasha? Ubers and Menikas Matei Aleh. And the Zvarech is better, it's worse. You gotta get off the overturned bed onto the floor. It's worse. Moreover, the Rishami says the only dispute about Tuna Masekes, not about the whole day of Tisha B'Av. He was talking about the whole day of Tisha B'Av is the grog going on. And you can't say that in the whole day of Tisha B'Av you have a status of Aninus. Why not? Because an Ogin is required to keep all the laws of Avelus. So how can you say that they have a status of Aninus all day Tisha B'Av? Then why is he also Rishkit of Vesicha Veninus Atzando? And he throws in a mamash, a curveball. This curve, I don't know what possessed the Gemara to say, throw in a curveball. It's like against everything he says in the rest of the paragraph. He's bothered by Akasha. The Gemara says, L'didach, hubras from Manikas Matei Aleihem. The Gemara assumes that the average Muveres and Manika could survive on the floor or an overturned bed for the short period of time of Tuna Masekes. And based on that assumption, he wants to suggest that the Gemara is discussing here not only Tuna Masekes, but the whole day of Tisha B'Av. Oy. If you put that diuk together, what we said until now, what should emerge is, that you put the Yerushalmi, which says that Tisha B'Av is like Mesa Mutal Lefana together with the Babli, that extends throughout the entire day of Tisha B'Av, you end up with this wild idea, and you sit on the floor the whole day Medina. But it can't be. I don't think God's saying of it. It can't coexist. Pashta would say this dig of the grub, forgive me, is not correct. That a barrister somebody can't sit on the floor even for a short period of time. Kids, you have a chance to look in the grub and see, I'm not sure what exactly his bottom line is. That thing sort of throws a monkey wrench into all this discussion. Okay? It's a tough coup from Montez. Sif, Kondyun. I'm leaving a bookmark for those who want to look it up later on. Gewaltig. Okay, about that. Let's continue. So now, I want to extend this a little bit further. Rabotai, in that same Masechet Smachos, there's a discussion of what we call Shelas Shalom. Shelas Shalom. Isser Shelas Shalom, very important to know the Isser, it's quoted in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, right? And the question is, what exactly is it? Is it status? And what is it based upon the various sources of the Gemara, in the Tosefta, in Masechet Smachos, and all the various sources that we are at our disposal? What exactly is the halacha? From the same Masechet Smachos, it would appear that the Isser of Shelas Shalom is also limited to the first part of Tisha B'Av. The Gra here is in Simatov Kuf Nun Tet, Shifkat Yud, with another Gra. Hold on a minute. The Gra quotes in Masechet Smachos, which seems to say, excuse me, Masechet Sofer, you know, I have an idea. Let's open up Masechet Sofer. We're even tilting so much. Who has a big of Avodah Zara? Look in the back. Perek Yitzches Halacha Zayin. Someone get a Gemara and look it up. No, give me the Gemara. I'll read it if you want. You have a Gemara?
Yeah.
I'll read it. I can read it. I'll read it. Then I'll get it back to you. Okay. What does it say here? Okay. Then Omer Shalom Zelazer Kol Halayla V'Kol Hayom Ach Yashlimu Ha'am Kinoseim. They don't say Shalom until Kinos is over. Again, until Mincha. Wow. Wow. How can this be? Isn't Shela Shalom an Easter Gomor? And any Easter Gomor from the Avelis, which we said, should apply Mitzvah of Medina, and whenever it's Medina, should apply Avotai what? No. Should apply no. The whole day of Tisha B'Av. Hello, Dover. Hello, Dover. This bothered me very much, this question. Huh? What? Who said? Right, so what it is not the whole Shiva. Shela Shalom is not the whole Shiva. Different levels, when you're not an Imei Shiva, yeah, but... Yes? What did you say? It wasn't? Not called Shiva? Really? Okay. Maybe you're right. Now, the question is Bechlau. The what?
It's also saying, in the Baruch Shalom, you can categorize certain things, not others. Because,
yeah, well, let's take a look. I don't want to anticipate what Lord Shalom Shalom, Mr. Shem, I guess next week, the Pratim. But doesn't the Gemara say, and after Lloyd Cotton, after Chof Aleph, I'm an Aleph, is this the Easter of Shalom Shalom? Is it Chof Aleph or is it Chof Gimel? 1 second. Chof Aleph on the base? Sorry. Chof Aleph on the base? Or will also give me on Mishonah B'Shalom Shalom? Mishlosha V'Ashiva Mei Shivein HaShoel. So the Easter of Shalom Shalom is all week. It's all Shiva. The 3 days, you're allowed to respond. Huh? I don't know yet. But maybe it's not exactly it's not identical. Everything's not a process. Everything's not identical. Called punim, you look carefully in the source. Not so simple. It is the Shalom Shalom Tisha B'Av. Not so simple. The Tosefta says in Perek Gimel Lach Yud Aleph, what does it say over there? It says there, Ein Shalosh Shalosh Shalom L'Chaveirim B'Tisha B'Av. What does Chaveirim mean? Chaveirim call you throw. What is Chaveirim? No, what does Chaveirim mean, Rabbi Osai? What is Chaveirim? Huh? You know Halacha. Tamid HaChachamim. Right? Notice, when the Gemara in Tainus HaFlamet talked about Rechitza, Sicha, Nesano, Tashemitza, Kriyat Talmud Torah, didn't mention Shel HaShov. Not there. So it could be that only the Isurei Avelis of what we call Isurei Tanugim, of pleasures, worldly pleasures, which are recounted over here, or Simcha, of Talmud Torah, that's what's up. We get to later. Talmud Torah may not be the same as in Teshuvah and Avelis, exactly. Talmud Chaveirim. Only Chaveirim. Talmud Chachamim. That's all. The thing is, the Rosh changed the gears. What can I do? The Rosh in Simon Lama Zayin, the Masech Tainus, when he quoted this halacha, said it differently. Toward the end. So set the paragimel. Ain Shelet Shalom L'Chaverim B'Tishimov. Right? Avo, instead of Hedyodos B'Safarofa, which you said means that you'll rather say hello to a B'Safarofa to a Hedyodos, which means it's not really an absolute prohibition. It says, Avo Meshivin has said Hedyodos B'Safarofa. We don't have an Ato Sefer. Meshivin means that you have that by Avelis too. You'll rather answer back, if you saw after 3 days. So by putting the word Meshivin, took the teeth out of my whole argument. I'm trying to argue that Shela Shalom is Mutter and you have to come to the second Sofrim. You have to do the Pishabav because the whole Israel is not really an absolute, it's only Chaveir. I mean, it's a Chachamim. and therefore it's only a time in a chacham, it's like a minig, and therefore it does not apply to the afternoon. That's what I thought. More than that, the Mordechai Moed Katan has a girsa, ein shela shalom l'chavei ro. Took out the whole implication of chavei being time in a chacham. Chavei ro means anybody. So he was completely vitiated what I'm trying to say. It's only limited to Talmidei Chachamim. And the Ramban in page Reish and Vav took our Girsa, and we somehow drained it, come out like the Rosh, because he had a Yerushalmi that way, Abba Meshivin. Who's the one and only? The one and only, who's the one and only who sticks to the original text and says it like it is? The Ramban. Now we understand why the Masechet Sofrim says that it's permissible after Chatzos. Could be slight differences, whether it depends upon the argument of the Sosefta, like we said earlier, depends upon the Mekabel. You shouldn't ask B'shlom Talmidei Chachamim. You're not asked B'shlom Amoret, so we understood. According to the Rambam, depends upon the no thing Shalom. The Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't ask B'shlom of anybody. And you should only ask the Amoret, etc. In any event, that needs to be Dina. Beis Yosef puts the Rambam together with the Rosh and the Ramban. I don't think it's so. The Magen Avraham asked the Kash against the Bach. Is this how going to be? The Rambam. That's the pshat, Rabotai. It's only until Chatzos. Let me go further than that. Rabotai is another din. The Gemara is a Masechet, thank you. A Masechet Tainus of Lamed Amud Beis. What's a Lamed Amud Beis? A Shaila of Melacha. Is Melacha permitted to be done on Tisha B'Av or not? Lamed Amud Beis. What are you pilfering so much for? We know that if you look in the Sugyan Chaf Aleph and Moed Katan, they rattle up all the Yisurim of Avelis, one of them is Malacha. No. So if every single Yisur which applies to Avelis applies to Tisha B'Av, so it should apply to Yisur Malacha, should apply as well? So I answer you, no. It's limited to what we call the Tanugin, the physical pleasures. Malacha is no physical pleasure. It's a different din. And therefore it does not apply Me'ikar Adin to Tisha B'Av. And that's why, in certain cases, the Gemara is not Lamed Amud Beis. Makom Shenagu Last Malacha B'Tisha B'Av. Olsin. Interestingly, there are more rights. What's the minig? You can own the Malacha after Chatzos. Again, the same idea. That if it's not absolutely within, it will be Mutter after Chatzos. And even more than that, look at the Gemara says, B'chol makom tamidei chachamim b'teilin. Aha! Just like we said before, Shela Shalom is also for chachamim, based upon the Rambam, so too, Malacha is also for chachamim. What chachamim did, it took all the laws of Avelis and they accepted it upon themselves with respect to Tisha B'Av. But Me'ikar Adin, it's limited to the Yisurim of Tanugim, it's not applied to Shela Shalom, it's not applied to Malacha. That's just Mahalach. Okay, Rabbi. Yes. Correct. 3-7. Right. Exactly. No. Not exactly a full, you know, uninterrupted, unchanging 7 full days. Completely unchanging in the full 7 days.
Right.
Correct. Okay. So you can't say it's glatt. It's only also because there is an Yisra Malacha and there is an Yisra Shalom for 7 days, but there's some details are different. Correct. Excellent. About that, yes? No, we're not up to Malacha. I just mentioned it in passing, so I won't go into it. Now, I got to start the next sugya. We have a schedule. The next sugya, we're now on the Sheet Dalet, finally. The first sugya is called Rechitza V'Ticha. Okay? And once again, the idea of Tisha B'Av is going to be with us. Rabotai, the Gemara and Tezvav, in my cousin talks about Easter of Rechitzafur and Avil, together with Tzicha. It's interesting that the details are found in Masechta Tainus, much more than Masechta Ma'ariv Kotel. The conclusion of a lengthy sugya in Tainus, here now Yud Gimel of the days, reads as follows: the Hilchasa. Avel Asa Lirchos Kogufo, Bein Bechan and Bein Betzonin, Kol Shiv. Avapana of Yodav Aragla Bechan and Asa Betzonin Mutter. Lost the Kafil Kol Shu Asar, Shem Lahavet Azu Ava Mutter. This is the conclusion of a long sugya, and it's not in my cousin's in Tainus. An important sugya, we'll cut to some of the problem later on. So what do you see, Rabbi Osai? The Pashtus, that the Easter of an Avel is only an Easter of what? Chazer again. Kol Gufo Bezachamen Atzoneh, and Pon of Yodav Araglov Bechamen. Can I stick my finger into hot water? The more expression is Pon of Yodav Araglov Bechamen Osu. Can I stick my finger into hot water? So on Amud Aleph, Rav Sheshet said, Avel Oto Lahoshe, that's Bo Bechamin. The question is, this Gemara at the end, which asks his only pun of Yodav Araglav, is that the same as Rav Sheshet, or is it against Rav Sheshet? So Shlomi, you got a chance to feel the Maram Bechamin, if you're current what I'm talking about. That's a good question, the Chorah. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, we pass like Rav Sheshet. Not an Easter limited to pun of Yodav Araglav, which sounds like, I don't know, even that's phrased on its own. What do you mean pun of Yodav Araglav? It's also only if you wash your hands and your face and your feet, or if you wash any one of them. Huh? What do you say? Any one of them. And if you wash half of it? Also, okay, so everyone in the room agrees with Rabbi Kiva Eger. So when it says pun of Yodav Araglav, don't take the word. It just means that the person normally washes. But for the same token, you can't even take a pinky into that water. Okay, fine. What if somebody is very sweaty? He's sweating so much, he's trying to wash himself to get rid of the sweat. So, folks can say, mutter. Why? Listen to this now. It's not rechita shel tainus. They ask the other rechita, your hands are dirty. You're not rechita shel tainus. So the Rav asked, what do you mean? This is not Tainuk. The biggest Tainuk, get rid of the dirt. Get rid of the sweat. It's the biggest Tainuk. And the guy goes into a shower in the middle of nowhere. Know what he say? The Rav explained that it's prohibited in these circumstances of Avelis to go from a state, what he called neutrality, into a state of pleasure. Americans are shower-holics. They love to take showers. And they're like, oh, Gavaldik, the hot water comes streaming on my back. Ah, schmack. And before you walk into the shower, I have ice cream. Before I have ice cream, that's tanugim. You're enjoying pleasures of life. However, in a case where you're full of dirt, and therefore perhaps even sweat, so what you're doing is you're not going from neutrality to a pleasurable state. You're in a demeaning state. You're in an extremely uncomfortable state. You're in a filthy state. So to get out of that state of filth is not labeled as rechita shel tainus. It may be very, very, you may enjoy it very much. Probably on balance, you enjoy the shower more than other showers. You went from filth to the state of being clean. But it's not labeled as rechita shel tainus, because we can understand and attribute the washing to get rid of the dirt. Ah, you also enjoy it? No. Well, you do, you kids. There's no, can't say pagin and dibur over here. But if you're getting out of filth, so that's considered to be permissible. It's not called rechita shel tainus. So now I want to get to you to the killer. We'll talk about it today. And there's a cloud hanging over our head. And it relates directly to really the laws of the 9 days and the menhag of the 9 days. Direct. So it's not appropriate for Tisha B'Av. The Rav Moch quotes a minig rabotai not to wash for 30 days. Strange, and availeth 30 days, no bed, no shower. 30 days! Three reasons are given for this minute. Clearly, it's not the Gemara's Mefarish Makaris. Three reasons are given for the minute. Or as the Ruah says, well, we all know, when a person takes a shower, he combs his hair. And he can't comb your hair because you're taking out hairs. It's an Isra of Giluach. So Shtet knows the Ruah. Like in Moshe quotes this. Of course, Lemaisa. Lemaisa, we passed in a Siman Shin Tzadi. I believe it's Sif. Hey, I forgot which Sif. That it all was a lot of comers here. So there. There was no purpose in answering, washing all month. You shouldn't come to comb your hair, which is an issue of Giluach all month. Because it was a lot of to comers even in Shiva, come of comers in Shlosh. For that reason, it's not Lahalom. So the Ma'aril, and Ozer also quotes this, another reason. Also, Mishim Kibbutz. People are getting confused. Washing your body, washing your clothes. Nope. The question is, wait a minute. You can't wash your clothes in Shloshim? Did we just got through saying, only Giyus is Asa, but Kibbutz is Mutter? Well, we had a Riva. The Riva said that even Kibbutz is Asa for Shloshim. So we took a Riva, and then we grafted onto the Riva this wild idea. People are going to confuse washing their bodies and washing their clothes. Presto! Can't take a shower for a month. Well, Pastor says this whole thing depends upon Menhagim. If you look in the expression of the Ramah in Or HaChaim, Tav Kuf Mem Chesed Yud, the Makom Shenagu Yisra Kol Shlosh. So apparently depends upon the meaning of the Makomot. So it's an hour Makomot we'll make. Number three, the Taz quotes a Marshal. When the person would go into a bath, he would then take a haircut too. All right. So who am I to quibble with the Marshal? I guess in Europe, in certain places, when they would go into a bathhouse, they'd cut their hair. You can't take a bath for a month because you may cut your hair. New Rabbi Stein. You go into a shower, a private shower, leave out the camp. You go into a private shower in your house in New Jersey. So of course, maybe you go into a shower, you cut your hair, yeah? So Pasha's the whole thing doesn't apply nowadays. None of the reasons apply. Not even a single one of them. So I think that the man is there, there should be no prohibition whatsoever to take a shower after Shiva is over. Every single one that of these kitzur books that I saw, without exception, they all keep saying the same thing. Can't take a shower from us. They're completely oblivious to the fact that I'm willing to wager that the percentage of their readership that follows that halacha is minuscule. And for good reason. Because the reasons don't apply and the minimum is no longer applied. I did see it in print, semi-print. I saw in the Shurim of the Rav, which was prepared by Rabbi Konitz, which was based on Rabbi Shechter's notes. They quote from Moshe Soloveitchik, who said, what's this? Kill the most swimming in the 9 days. That's craziness, Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik said. Why? Because we all know that they didn't go swimming in the 9 days of Beis Chazek treated the same as Shloshim. That's the famous comparison we keep going with. And nowadays, people don't go a month without a shower. He's told me 60 years ago. They don't go a month without a shower in America. That's unheard of. Even then, they took showers after the week was up. And therefore, what's wrong with taking a swim or taking a shower in the 9 days? As the expression goes, I heard this from the Rav myself, the Rav Moshe said, nope. You don't want to take a shower. Hair of tissue, you have to cut those. Quote, Meheche tasty. All right, I'll willing to suffer with. It's criminal. It really should only apply from the time of Shizu. I'm saying it's Mela. This is what I was told. So, but that's in print in an undead published typescript that I have here in my secret hideout over here. But has anyone seen any of the books that says this? Yes, Yaakov?
Yeah.
Can any people take a shave when they don't take a shower? They take a shower, they don't take a shave. I mean, is there any connection between shaving and shower? I don't know. Let's take a poll.
It's not convenient.
You shave
and don't have
to
shower. So
is the Yaakov says, reason still applies? That doesn't add up to me, and even I don't think it's true. Anyway, Anyway, let's go further. The Rama goes even beyond. I'll end with this. Rama asks, Kol Rechitza, Kol Shloshim. And the Rabbi Kivegas said it means, you can't even, you're not, that's too big to believe. You can't wash your hands and face in cold water for a month. That's what the Shach understood this Ramah. He couldn't believe it. This is too much. Took out the word kol. That's too much. Too much. Too much. I mean, you're allowed to wash it during the Shiva. How much more so during the Shloshim? That's a mistake, he said. That's a mistake. Some say you can even wash your whole body in cold water, even according to this minute. That's what the early rabbi said in Hilchos Yom Kippur. We'll stop here. And Mir Hashem, tomorrow, we have to talk about the Easter of Sicha, the din of Istinus, and other halachas related to the laws of Rechitza v'Sicha for Avel.
What kind of a shower is he referring to get?